بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. This word Allah is to get someone's attention. Listen attentively. Behold, listen attentively. Turn your attention to this point. Wake up from your slumber. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah Ta'ala says, only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the hearts gain satisfaction. In this dunya, throughout the world, people are looking for satisfaction. They're looking for peace. They're looking for inner happiness. But we are going through the age of depression. This is the time when people are depressed. People are laughing on the outside, but within their hearts they are crying. People are screaming from within, just that you cannot hear the sound, you cannot hear the cries. People are suffering from anxiety. They're suffering from phobias. They've got fears. They've got all sorts of depression. Whereas outwardly, we seem to have progressed so much when it came to materialistic things. The progress that we made, the comforts that we enjoy, the monarchs of the past never enjoyed those comforts. So we have got so much outwardly, and in terms of materialistic things, we have got so many things. But yes, there's so much of sadness. There's no inner peace. There's no happiness. That is why every now and then you will hear of people committing suicide. Why would someone ever think of something like that? Sometimes you get an old man, you know, he's got some terminal illness. He doesn't want to pass away. No one wants to die. But what would drive someone to committing suicide? And you would hear it all the time. Allah Ta'ala protect. It happens in Muslims also too now. Before you would only hear of it in non-Muslims, very rarely, but now it's becoming more common. You're hearing of these things. So it is that inside, you know, that depression and that anxiety and that fear. We thought to ourselves, and we were made to believe, that you will get peace with materialistic things. So people thought, let us work hard now and let us get the best vehicles and the best clothing and the best homes, and we will get peace. Once I needed to go and visit a person who was living in a palatial home, not in our area, in another area, overseeing the ocean. You know, what a beautiful home. What beautiful sceneries. I mean, the man is overseeing the ocean every morning. He can see the sunrise. But perhaps I never seen anyone more miserable than that person. Such a miserable life he was living. You know, so much of anxiety, so much of fear, so much of depression, that it makes you think now, where is all this materialistic things now? Why is it the wealthiest people are going through the worst types of depression? Why is it the wealthiest people, many of them, they need sleeping tablets to sleep? They can't even sleep at night now. So even that ni'mat of sleep, what a great ni'mat it was. We tell the boys in the madrasa all the time, they're sitting in the class, they're just falling off to sleep. Deep sleep. Some of them are seeing dreams also too. So okay, in once, obviously that's from shaitan now, because shaitan will make you sleep. When you're in a dini program, or you're in a class or something, that is shaitan. And if you're in jihad, then that is sakina from Allah. Time sahaba radiallahu anhum, sometimes they're fighting in jihad, in the midst of the war, they're just falling off to sleep. So the sleep is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many people are deprived of the sleep? They can't get sleep no matter what they do, no matter what they try. Sometimes with the medication also, still the man is battling. So this inner satisfaction, this inner peace, Allah ta'ala is telling you, listen attentively. You are looking for it in every avenue. You thought you will get it in materialistic things. You think you're going to get it in palatial homes. You think you're going to get it in exotic holidays. You think you're going to get it in delicious food. Allah, listen attentively. Bidhikrillah, only in, that's how you translate this ayat. Only in the remembrance of Allah will the hearts gain satisfaction. The eye will get its satisfaction by looking at some beautiful scenery. The ear will get its satisfaction by listening to some beautiful voice. The nose will get its satisfaction by a beautiful scent and smell. The tongue will get its satisfaction by eating something tasty and delicious. But the heart will only get its satisfaction in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you remember Allah as you ought to remember Him. When you learn how to make the zikr of Allah ta'ala. You know the mashayikh, they say you have to learn how to make zikr of Allah. Like everything else. Salah also you have to learn. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'itumuni usalli. You perform salah as you see me performing salah. Everything you need to see. You won't just learn it in the books. You can read all the kitabs. But you have to learn it from someone who learnt it. From someone who learnt it from his seniors until it goes right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how it comes down. Remember, knowledge doesn't come from books. Knowledge will come from heart to heart. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se. It's not from kitabs. Not from bayans also. Not just, bayan is just to teach you a little bit, give you a bit of a motivation. After that, then you got to further it yourself. Not from wealth. Deen will come about by the company of pious people. Buzurgo ki nazar se. When you sit in the company of pious people, and that is one of the reasons why we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are in the company of pious people. One is you in the masjid, you're already in the company of angels. And then in that jamaat, as was the desire of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi, every jamaat must have an alim also. So there's an alim there, and that 40 days, whatever time you're spending, 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, you're benefiting because now you're witnessing this man firsthand. You're seeing now he's waking up for tahajjud, he's making ibadat, he's making tilawat, he's making zikr, you're learning. And then you also have the halqas of ta'lim, and then you can even learn, rectify your tilawat, correct your recitation, rectify your salah. So the zikr also, you learn it from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you learn it, that they make zikr. What's the right concentration? What frame of mind you need to have? Like normally our elders, they will recommend to start off with zikr, the 3 tasbihs. That's 1 tasbih, Durood Sharif, 1 tasbih, Istighfar, and 1 tasbih, 3rd kalima. Don't undermine the zikr. This is a very, very powerful zikr. The amount of benefit you can get from this, all the money in the world can't give you that benefit. That's how much of benefit. We tend to bypass these things sometimes. Just by the way now, you know, leave it. But these things are very, very important. In fact, the zikr is like your life. You see your body, you need nutrition. You have to give your body nutrition. If your body doesn't have nutrition, what will happen? You'll die. Your ruh is more important than your body. And your ruh also needs nutrition. And if you don't have that nutrition, then spiritually you're dead. Spiritually you're dead. Whatever you do, there'll be no life in anything. Your namaz, there'll be no life. Whatever you do, there'll be no life. When you speak, there'll be no life. So the nutrition of the ruh is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are speaking about the 3 tasbihs now, the Durood Sharif. You need to concentrate when reading Durood Sharif. There's different concentrations that the mashayikh will recommend. But one easy concentration is, while you're reading Durood Sharif, the hadith tells us that there are special farishtas that have been appointed to collect that Durood Sharif. And they have to then take it to Medina Munawwara. Imagine we are sitting here now in Masjid Hilal. And a man is reciting Durood Sharif. And there's farishtas that are waiting. They're waiting to collect that Durood Sharif. They're taking it in very beautiful trays. And then they're taking it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they're presenting it in Medina Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquires that, you know, who sent this Durood Sharif? So and so, the son of so and so. What an honor. What an honor you are sitting here in this part of the world and your name is being taken in Madinah Munawwara right by the Rozae Mubarak. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is then in turn, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is then sending that salutations back to you, that may Allah send peace on you, may Allah send salutations on you. It's like a light coming from Madinah Munawwara and striking on your heart. It's like a nur coming and striking on your heart. Now when you've got this type of concentration, then remember that Darud Sharif is going to have a different effect now. One Darud Sharif you're reading, imagine, 10 rewards you're getting, 10 sins are forgiven, 10 times your status is elevated. You know, in the dunya we're so worried about our status. I must be, you know, in this bracket of people. I must be moving with this type of... We're so worried about our status in the dunya. What about our spiritual status? What about our status in the sight of Allah? What about our status? So 10 elevations now and 10 mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab, Fazail al-Durud, we must read these kitabs. Our problem is we're not reading nowadays. We're only sitting with the social media and wasting our time. Read, get all these kitabs of Fazail al-Amal, Fazail al-Sadaqat, Hazrat Shaykh got Fazail al-Durud, Fazail al-Hajj. A man going for Hajj, he must be reading that Fazail. Anyone going for Hajj, or they're already there, you can get a copy of that Fazail al-Hajj and send it to them. Tell them start Ta'lim, because that is going to enhance the spirituality of the Hajj. It's going to give you the true Hajj. So Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, one rahmat of Allah is such that it can fulfill the needs of the entire world. Imagine that person is getting 10 rahmats of Allah by reading one Darud Sharif. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.